Top of the board, the number 67. They still got it lit up. What do you think of that, Dylan?
It's pretty cool, especially to see the 17 up there. You know, the guy I looked up, well, I guess I don't really look up to him, but the guy I looked up to all my life, I guess, to beat him. It's pretty cool. I don't know. It's a definitely long race. I don't really look at the board, honestly. You know, I try to get the car good 5-10 laps into a run, so I don't know. We'll see what it does Saturday.
Well, you didn't have to look at the board. I believe when you pulled out there, you busted that lap, and no one touched it the whole time in practice, at least not when I was around. I looked up, it was 67 every time.
I was surprised with all the rain we got when I first sailed off in the corner. It was a ton of grip. And actually, when the sun came out, it lost a little bit of grip, and everyone was running, you know, fours and fives and stuff. And then we bolted on another set of tires there at the end, and, you know, we picked up again, so... I don't know, but it's when it was hot, the car definitely got tight, but I'm not worried about it because everyone else looked pretty tight too. So I don't know, we're gonna take it home tonight actually, and I don't know. I think we're gonna work on it and find some more speed tomorrow.
I know it's a long way down the road, and you probably don't want to look there, but what would it mean to you to win the IWK? What would it mean to you?
That'd be a dream come true since I was about 6 years old, honestly. Especially to be running against Mark. And there's a lot of 39 or 40 cars, I think. So just to come and honestly top 5, top 3 be cool, but to win it'd be definitely a dream come true.